I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate, July 11th. A dwarf planet far from the sun may spend most of its time outside the sun's influence. In fact, it might have come from interstellar space, from another star. Sedna takes more than 11,000 years to orbit the sun. It's passing through the Kuiper Belt, a wide donut far beyond the orbit of Neptune, the sun's most distant major planet. Right now, Sedna's almost 8 billion miles from the sun, about as close as it ever gets. At its most distant, it's more than 10 times farther. That places it far beyond the Kuiper Belt and well outside the bubble produced by the sun's magnetic field. Scientists have speculated that Sedna started in the Oort cloud, a big shell of rocky, icy bodies that surrounds the sun. It could have been pushed into its elongated orbit by the gravity of a passing star, or it could have been a member of another star system that was pulled away by the sun. There's one other oddity about Sedna's orbit. It seems to be influenced by the gravity of a much larger but unseen body far from the sun, a possible Planet Nine. Because Sedna's so far away, we don't know a lot about it. It's probably about 600 miles in diameter, and it's quite red, an indication that radiation has been zapping its surface for a long, long time. No one has found a moon yet, so it's hard to measure Sedna's mass. So we still have a lot to learn about this remote little world far, far from the sun. You can find out about McDonald Observatory visitor programs at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.